Welcome to Conversation Changers, the podcast. The company of Conversation Changers are a group of people who know what it is like to live in poverty in the midst of Canada's many privileges. The stories you'll hear come from Bridges, Peterborough. Today, Laura and Todd are joined by Adele, a graduate of the Social Worker and Addictions Program at Fleming College here in Peterborough, Ontario. Adele has been working with Bridges Peterborough for several months as a placement student and has also been volunteering here at the podcast. Her time with us is coming to an end shortly as she continues her education, and we wanted to do an interview with Adele as a way of celebrating her many contributions she has made. Take it away.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Hi, I'm Laura. We're back here in the choir loft at the Mount where I live. This is our third interview. Today we're talking with Adele. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Bridges Peterborough?
Thanks, Laura. So before sharing a little about myself, I do want to thank you, Todd, Greg, and Ellie for having me on today. It's been a pleasure working with everyone, and I really appreciate you being open to exploring the topic of mental health with me and your listeners. As you mentioned, my name is Adele, and I'm in the process of completing my dual mental health and addiction and social service worker diploma at Fleming College. I joined Bridges Peterborough about 8 months ago as a social service worker placement student, and I've continued working with everyone as a mental health and addiction worker placement student. As for my role with Bridges, generally speaking, I suppose it's been focused around collaborating with the Bridges community on a variety of projects and ongoing community advocacy work that supports their mission to change the conversation about poverty and privilege. I've been working with our current bridging team and co-facilitators, assisting with several Bridges Out of Poverty workshops, supported our fund development team with various community presentations, worked alongside the podcast team, as well as other projects focused on storytelling and assessments. It's hard to sum up exactly what my role is, but my favorite part of working with this team has definitely been sharing stories with everyone and learning how these stories can help our community.
Thanks, Adele. My question to you is, do you think being part of Bridges Peterborough and the bridging team can help support individuals' mental health?
Oh, absolutely. As someone who struggled with isolation, whether it's personal choice or social circumstances, finding a place that you can connect with like-minded individuals can do wonders for individual mental health. Being a part of a bridging team can help individuals learn about their self while also acquiring skills to and steps to move forward the way they want to. There's no pressure to fit into what others want you to do. You can learn about the 11 essential resources and how they can add up to living a more stable life. I know for me it helped me kind of come to terms with some of the resources that I may be, I don't want to say lacking in, but I have got less of perhaps, and kind of recognizing that and learning how I can grow them in my life. I remember when I was taking my prevention health promotion class, I learned about this Compassionate From project, which hired social connectors in a community and just to bring people together and to connect individuals and help them connect to their society more. And having those connectors, it reduced individuals' mental or physical health as well as their mental health, or supported their mental health, sorry. So a group like this can absolutely help because, again, you're connecting with like-minded individuals, which I think for everyone that can help your mental health.
Thank you, Adele. Adele, you've been a wholehearted participant in our storytelling meetings. Today, I'd like to ask you to tell us a story of how you rescued your dog from the ice.
Oh, that was a very scary moment for me. We rescued, so my dog Grizzly, we adopted him about 3 years ago. He was found at a dump in Manitoba and then was brought somewhere in Quebec and then later around the Peterborough area. And we don't know what his background was, but or if he was really familiar with water or anything, but I remember when we brought him home, I live on the water, and our biggest fear was him not recognizing that ice can break and him running out onto the ice. It was, I think, a couple days after Christmas, and he had gotten out of the house, and I was outside, and I just heard yelping, which was really strange because we've never actually heard Grizzly bark that much. A couple of excited barks, but otherwise he's silent. but I heard yelping from a distance, and I remember just getting this feeling that something was wrong, and I needed to find this yelp. I didn't know it was grizzly at the time, but something told me something was wrong. So I followed the yelp, and unfortunately, I did find him. He had broken through ice, and immediately I went into action mode, and I remembered seeing that when you have to go out onto ice, sprawl out on the ice, kind of like a star. So I did just that. Unfortunately, I did break through the ice, but I was able to kind of hoist him up and get him back onto the ice, and it broke, but kind of with my arm breaking the ice, I was able to get him back onto land, and then again myself. He shot out of the water incredibly quickly and kind of zoomed around the land. Like he had more adrenaline than I've ever seen him, but once we got home, he was just shivering like I've never seen. And thankfully, he was okay, but it was a scary moment, and I was very grateful to be there for him because he's been around for me when I've struggled. So being able to help him when he was struggling was meant to be. So yeah.
That's a great story. Thanks, Adele. My question this time is, do you have any self-care strategies you'd like to share that have helped you get to where you are today?
Absolutely. But first, I do want to mention that some of the self-care strategies that have worked for me may not work for everyone. I know I've struggled with adopting certain strategies others have suggested I try, or tools I've seen listed for overcoming challenges. So I think it's important to remember, and something I continually remind myself of, which is that some tools work for you and others don't, and that's okay. Figuring out a self-care routine that suits your individual needs and goals takes time and trial and error, but if you're open and willing to do something for you as an individual, I think that's progress. So I've been lucky enough to work with a therapist for the past 2 years, and I know she's helped me get to where I'm at today. I've also learned to incorporate my love for lists into my self-care routine. So I use a monthly habit tracker to help remind myself of the things that can help fill my cup each day or week. This includes things like spending at least 1 hour outside each day, starting my day with 3 mindful breaths outside, reading, talking on the phone with a family member or friend a couple times a week, playing with my dog Grizzly, and writing in my gratitude journal. I even include things like making my bed, drinking a certain amount of water each day, and eating 3 meals a day, because if I see these things listed, I'm less likely to let them go by the wayside if I'm not at my best. I think the most beneficial item I mentioned has been my daily gratitude practice, though, as it's helped me be more mindful of positive experiences in my day-to-day life, whether it be conversations with my parents, noticing the sound of birds chirping in the morning, or watching a really good movie. Physically writing these things down at the end of the day helps me close each day on a positive note.
Thanks, Adele. Adele, could you tell us what changes you've noticed within yourself during your time with Bridges and the Company of Conversation Changers?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I've struggled with self-isolation a lot. So being a part of this team, it's really helped me connect with people. I think sharing stories with everyone, especially, it's allowed me to own my own story. I've struggled with depression and anxiety and some challenges in my past, and I think working with individuals, such authentic individuals, really has helped me, or it's enabled me to own my story. It's also reminded me how much I enjoy working with people that allow me to be my authentic self. I think when we can be our authentic selves and just genuine authentic selves, what more can you ask for? And I think in working with everyone, I've really found myself again.
Ah, thanks, Adele. Now, the last question I have is a little bit lighter of a question. So you've mentioned that you like some movies and some television shows, and since I have a few of the same likes you do, I thought that would be a great question to ask. So would you like to talk a bit about a favorite movie or a favorite television show?
Sure. Yes, I think we do share an affinity for movies and TV, Todd. I think one of my favorite movies is The Breakfast Club. It's a John Hughes movie from the 80s, And it's a group of individuals that they have to go to detention on the weekend, and really they kind of each play a stereotypical role in the high school, whether it's the jock, kind of the oddball, or the kind of preppy girl. But I think in the end, they all find that everyone's got a little bit of that in them. And I really like the way the movie's portrayed and how everyone kind of comes together in the end.
Oh, thanks, Adele. That was a great interview. Laura, do you have a quote prepared for us today?
I do. Today's quote is from The Gifts of Imperfection by Brené Brown, a book that Adele and I have discussed. And it's from the chapter on connection. It's her definition of connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from their relationship.
Thank you, Laura, and thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, our beautiful people at Greenwood United Church, and the United Church of Canada, of course, the City of Peterborough, the Mount Community Centre, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast was Laura, Greg, Todd, and LA, and of course, thank you, Adele, for joining us here on the podcast, and thank you for listening. We can be found at bridgespeterborough.ca.